From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Covered California is the state's marketplace under the Affordable Care Act, and in spite of all the health care battles in Washington, this marketplace will stay in place for now, but major changes, including rate hikes, were announced this week, and I'm going to talk through some of those changes with Emily Bazar. She's a columnist. She writes the Ask Emily column. She's a senior correspondent, too, for California Healthline, and she has been covering healthcare in California for years. Glad to have you back with us.
Thank you,
on
Beth.
Insight.
Thank you.
So the headline is that premiums are going to go up by 12.5% in 2018. Why?
First of all, I want to make sure that your listeners know that's a statewide average. And in California, California is cut up into 19 different pricing regions. So don't freak out out there. It depends on which region you live in. For Sacramento region, which includes Placer, El Dorado, Yolo, and Sacramento counties, it's an average rate increase of 5.7%. Now, to address your question about the why, there are a lot of reasons, but one of the major, major reasons is something that you addressed in your intro, and that is uncertainty. There has been so much uncertainty at the federal level about what's going to happen to Obamacare, about the fate of these subsidies that you also touched on in your intro. There are these important subsidies that President Trump has been threatening to cut. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty, and the insurers are very skittish about participating.
We're going to get to more of those details. Do you think this has been an intentionally destabilizing strategy coming out of Washington, or do you think the system's just a mess right now?
Well, there have long been problems with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, as you said, I've been writing about it since its inception, and there have been a lot of glitches, a lot of problems. Consumers have had to struggle through it. But you know, President Trump has said that he wants Obamacare to fail, and his threatening to end these subsidies has created turmoil. So I can't tell you about his intentions directly, but it sure sounds like he's not worried about creating turmoil in the market.
So 12.5% average across the state of California. If those subsidies go away, and I want you to explain a little bit more about that, there could be an additional rate hike for certain customers of Covered California. Give me that picture in detail.
Okay. Let me give a little bit of background, and I'll keep it as simple as possible. Covered California customers are eligible for two kinds of government subsidies, and they're all based on income. The first bigger set of subsidies are tax credits, and those tax credits reduce people's monthly premiums. Again, it's only by income eligibility. Okay,
right.
Within that income band, if you make between 130, well, I won't even get into it, but about half of the people who qualify for tax credits, we're talking about low-income people primarily, mm-hmm. will qualify for a second set of subsidies. And that's what we're talking about here. Those are called cost-sharing reductions. And what those do is they reduce the amount that consumers have to pay out of pocket when they get medical care. We're talking about co-payments, deductibles, co-insurance, that kind of thing. And in Covered California, approximately half, about 650,000 people out of the 1.4 million people in Covered California get those cost-sharing subsidies.
So let's listen to Covered California's leader, Peter Lee, responding to a question about whether California will implement a surcharge to cover the absence of that federal subsidy, if in fact that happens. Peter Lee was asked what type of signal he would need to know whether it's time for the state to step in.
A tweet would not be enough. I mean, this needs to be a statement that between Congress and the White House, there's certainty through 2018. The exact form of that, we didn't want to box ourselves in, but there's been so much changing course and so much uncertainty, so to speak, a one-liner is not enough. And this is an issue that is before both the administration and Congress, because as many of you know, Congress actually brought a legal action against the Obama administration disputing the nature on which they were making the payments. So having either an appropriation or other formal agreement between the administration and Congress would be the sort of thing we'd look for.
His words echo, and this isn't a direct quote, but echo
other people saying a tweet is not policy. So a tweet isn't going to say this is going to happen, but just Trump's discussion of it has created much uncertainty, not only in California.
That's true. That's true. And what Covered California is going to do right now, they've proposed these 12.5% average statewide hikes, right? That's happening for sure in 2018. If by the end of August, if by the end of this month, there's not clarity, and again, it's not going to be just a tweet, right? It has to be some kind of clarity that these cost-sharing subsidies are going to be funded. If there's not, Covered California is going to add an average 12.4% onto the silver level plans, which are kind of the mid-level range of plans that in Sacramento area, at least about 60% of the consumers purchase.
What kind of communication about all of this are those plan holders getting right now?
Right now, it's from people like me. It's the media, you, this. But they will start getting communications from Covered California. Now, we'll know by the end of August whether people are going to face these additional surcharges. They're not locked in. And by the way, if you're listening and you have a silver plan and you receive tax credits and you're subject to this surcharge, if it does happen, you are not going to face the full brunt of those surcharges, because as your rates, your premiums rise, your tax credits rise. So that masks the increase, if that makes sense.
It is very complicated. Say anything else that you have about the Sacramento region specifically.
Sure, sure. And I know we're going to get into this, but in Sacramento, there are about 78,000 people who have purchased plans from Covered California this year. And as I said, 60% are in the silver plans, which might be they might face this surcharge. People will be able to start renewing their plans in October. So you asked about, they'll start getting mail in October, maybe a little bit more from Covered California, and then open enrollment starts November 1st. Now, I don't want to jump the gun here, but Anthem, one of the big announcements that came out this week from Covered California is that Anthem, which is one of the major players in the exchange, has decided it will pull out of 16 of the 19 regions that it participates in currently. That includes our region, the Sacramento region. And as a result of that, about 2,300 people here in the Sacramento region, we're talking mostly probably El Dorado, maybe Placer counties, they're going to only face one plan choice, which is not really a choice. Mm-hmm. They're probably just going to have Blue Shield as an option.
Across the state, I think the number is more than 150,000 that will have to find new plans.
Exactly.
Because they are Anthem carriers.
Exactly. That's only Covered California consumers, too. Anthem's also pulling out of the open market overall. So that means that in the individual market, excuse me. So that means that if you buy a plan off of Covered California and you're an individual or family, we're not talking about employer-sponsored insurance, okay? That's really important. Then you're going to also, and if you're in those regions, lose your Anthem plan. That's about 144,000 people.
So let's go back to Peter Lee again. And this time he's commenting on whether companies might leave the marketplace as a result of the implemented surcharge.
Every single one of the plans that we are announcing today has committed to stay in our marketplace in 2018. Because we've implemented this workaround to protect consumers and give them some certainty. Now, I note, while we applaud and appreciate the 11 health plans that have committed to stay in this marketplace to make it work for consumers, none of them want to implement a CSR surcharge and recognize it will cause some confusion and cost the federal government more money.
So we're talking about California, but I'm going to add to this that there's been an announcement actually just today that Aetna is going to completely exit Obamacare, which is significant for our neighbor to the east, for Nevada, because Nevada was one of the last states or the last state that it had considered staying in. It had already made the decision here in California.
That's right. As well as United Healthcare, they had already exited California.
Okay. So let's go on again to timetable and what this means in dollars. What happens most immediately?
Most immediately is we are waiting with bated breath to find out whether or not Covered California will add this surcharge to the silver plans. And Peter Lee announced that it would happen by the end of the month. I mean, this could add a lot of money to people's premiums, it could really boost. I mean, it's double the rate. Basically, it's the average. It's double the average rate hike that they've already proposed, if that makes sense.
But that's, again, for 2018,
Oh, correct? That's for 2018.
So plans right now,
yes.
as they are,
yes.
stay in place.
If you have a plan for 2017, don't worry. It stays. Your rate's not going to change. Your premium's not going to change. Do not worry about that. What we're talking about right now is 2018.
Do you have some perspective for California compared to some other states? Because we're not the highest. We're not the lowest.
That's absolutely right. We're falling kind of in the middle somewhere this year. You know, Iowa, for instance, is facing 43%, right? And rate
wow.
increase, rate increases, yeah. And but we also see that Minnesota, some people are going to see rate decreases as well. So we're really falling in the middle. Generally speaking, you can look at California, and the nation has looked at California as a leader and saying that California has done really well implementing Obamacare. Look at Covered California. It's doing great. But I try to look at things from the consumer perspective. 12.5% is still a lot. People are going to have to face that. And I want to let your listeners know that if you're willing to shop around and if you're willing to switch plans to the lowest price plan at the level you currently have, you can limit your increase to 3.3%. But I know that's difficult because it may mean changing doctors. And, you know, changing plans is not an easy thing.
Not to mention the paperwork. For some people, the process alone is very stressful.
I completely agree with you. I don't think it's reasonable for people to for officials to expect people to switch their plans every year. It's really difficult.
You're listening to Emily Bazar. She writes the column Ask Emily. She has been covering healthcare in California for many years. We are talking about the changes which have been announced and also which may happen or not in the Covered California plans. You've spoken to Peter Lee and other healthcare officials. What's the general attitude about what's going on in Washington and what may become reality?
I don't want to say use this word for Peter Lee specifically, but I think the general attitude is frustration and confusion and trying. I think it is fair to say that Peter Lee and other officials in California want to keep the Affordable Care Act for sure. And they're thinking about, you know, plans and ways to cover people if it should ever go away. I think they really want to try to cover people and offer affordable coverage, but this uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen. I mean, if we didn't have the federal dollars, the billions and billions of dollars that come in to subsidize our plans, we couldn't do this. So we're so dependent on the federal government. And with them not making decisions and not being clear and, you know, these debates going on, it's been very, very difficult and frustrating.
Or the pulling of the federal subsidies, then. Some people may say that will, in effect, be Obamacare imploding. And that's a phrase coming from President Trump. Do you believe that's what you're seeing now?
Oh, I don't. I think it'd be too strong to say Obamacare is imploding. Definitely. I mean, you know, some experts will say that the market is actually working. I'm not going to take a personal stand on that. But, you know, what Covered California is doing is trying to put something into effect to say, even if those surcharges, even if those subsidies go away, we're going to make it work. We're going to figure out how to get around it. As Peter Lee called it, a workaround. It's not ideal. It's not great for consumers. It's not great for even insurers. You know, it's uncertain, but they're trying to make it work.
So the insurance commissioner in California, Dave Jones, and Peter Lee have constantly spoken about the success of the marketplace and that what California has put in place as an exchange is a leader in the country. There is a fine under the individual mandate if you don't have some sort of insurance, but the fine may become more worth it to people than what these surcharges and premium hikes are. So do you think that description of this marketplace being successful could change over the next year with what may come in 2018?
That's an excellent question, in part as well because, you know, there have been confusing statements out of the federal government about how much the IRS is enforcing the individual mandate, is enforcing whether or not it's going to, you know, charge people this tax penalty for not having insurance. So that's a big question. I mean, if this is not enforced, what's the point, right? Some people may think, what's the point of having health insurance? And that will cause real problems with the health insurance marketplace because, as you know, insurance only works if you have a healthy mix of people in the pool. You need sick people and healthy people both paying into it, and people using the system and not using the system. You know, does that make sense?
It does, and that's what we hear about quite often. I want you to address the ripple effect. People who aren't necessarily enrolled in Covered California, but because premiums in the state have gone up, perhaps they're on a fixed income and they banked on that fixed income amount, but it's being reduced because their medical premium is going up, unrelated to specifically being a Covered California consumer.
Right. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I think the Covered California consumers have some they have some more support for these rate increases because, as I say, the majority of them get tax credits, and the tax credits will absorb much of the rate increases. The people who are really going to get hit the most are those who receive the least in tax credits, who make more money and receive less tax credits, or the many hundreds of thousands of Californians who buy insurance on the open market without tax credits. Mm. They are going to be subject to the full brunt of these rate increases. Now, you and I, who probably get insurance through our employers, we're probably not going to see this kind of rate increase. We're the lucky ones. People on Medicare, you know, those are separate from Covered California. You've got Medicare. If you're on Medi-Cal, which is our state and federal program for low-income people, if you get employer-sponsored insurance, you're going to have rate changes, but it's not going to be the same thing as Covered California.
I'd like you to reiterate a point you made at the very beginning, and that is that whatever numbers you see in the news aren't necessarily your numbers, that there are 19 regions. So say this once again. It's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're out there listening and you're hearing this 12.5%, that's a statewide average. It is not your rate increase. Okay. So California is split into 19 regions. As I said, Sacramento region is facing an average of 5.7% increase next year. But even within that, what matters is where you live, what plan you choose, what level of coverage you choose. I'm looking, for instance, right now at the list for Sacramento region. If you have a Blue Shield PPO, you're facing an average increase of 10 to 24%. If you have Kaiser, you're facing an average increase of 3 to 7%. So you can see it varies so much by region and within region. And the biggest increases by region are the far northern counties, 33.2% average.
Wow.
A portion of the Central Valley that includes San Joaquin County, Stanislaus, and Merced, 24%. L.A., surprisingly, but Fresno, 4.7%. Mm. So it really is, it's varied, and the Southern California counties, surprisingly, some of them are facing pretty big increases this year, like the Inland Empire, 17.2%.
I think we have to continue this conversation either in August or at what point we know what some of the specific numbers will be. This is such great prelude to all of this. And before I let you go, Emily, I want to talk about state law that just changed July 1st regarding something entirely separate from Covered California. These are the surprise medical bills. You are billed for something and suddenly you get perhaps an anesthesiologist bill or a lab bill or something unexpected. What has changed with the new law?
Yeah. Okay, folks, you know, you've just heard a bunch of bad news. This is good news for a lot of people in California. So a lot of people have been hit. Let's say you've all heard about this or you've experienced it yourself. You have a surgery coming up. You do your homework. You make sure your hospital's in your network. You make sure your surgeon is in your network. But then you go in and get your surgery, and you come out and you get bills from the anesthesiologist you didn't choose, who's out of network, or the radiologist, or the pathologist, or the assistant surgeon. And so this law changes that for millions of people in California, not everybody, but millions. It's the people who have private health insurance plans that are regulated. I know you guys are going to get mad at me, but because you're not going to be sure which is which, but regulated by the Department of Managed Healthcare or the Department of Insurance. And you, as a result of this bill, you will only pay your in-network costs, your in-network copays, coinsurance, and deductibles, as long as you are going to an in-network facility for non-emergency services. So there are, I highly suggest you go to the Capital Public Radio website. I have written a column about this. It gives more detail because there are some ways that the providers can try to make you pay out-of-network prices, so I want you to be aware of that. Please read the column, but in general, this protects millions of Californians, and it's really good news.
This applies to non-emergency services received on or after July 1st.
Exactly.
That's important. And if you get what looks like a surprise bill, something that shows an out-of-network rate, the first step that you recommend is to read it carefully. It might not be a bill, and don't pay anything.
Exactly. Don't, if you, especially if you're getting something that looks like a bill from the doctors, don't panic. Don't pay it immediately. Wait to hear from your insurance and your when you get your explanation of benefits. That's really the thing you should be looking at. And if it looks wrong, call your insurance and call your regulators. They're on your side. They'll help you.
Okay, just a quick question. Since July 1st, because we're now into August, can somebody file a lawsuit if they've received one of these bills?
Filing a lawsuit is not the way to go. It would be to follow the grievance process. So if you, like I said, if you get your explanation of benefits from your insurance and it looks wrong, you file a grievance with your insurance. There's a process in place and it takes 30 days. If they don't respond in a way that you think is satisfactory or you disagree, then you go to the Department of Managed Healthcare or the Department of Insurance. And frankly, if you don't want to wait, call the Department of Managed Healthcare or the Department of Insurance. The numbers are in my column, and if we can dig them up and give it to people right now.
Well, we'll post everything online. If you have issues, the Department of Insurance has an easy number that I will mention. It's 800-927-HELP. So 1-800-927-HELP. And we'll put more resources on the website. Emily, you are just a walking encyclopedia of all of this stuff. And I wish we could fill the hour with all the questions, but let's continue, as I said, this conversation over the next couple of weeks.
I would like to.
All right. That is Emily Bazar. And her column, if you'd like to search it out, is Ask Emily. We'll post links at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.